This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey everybody, we're in Strongsville, Ohio. Good to have you here. Rad Air Complete Car Care.
Yeah, Rad Air Complete Car Care.
The franchisor, 10 locations.
10 locations here in the Cleveland market.
And franchisee,
Mike Munger.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good.
Good to have you here. We've had a luxury of having to walk through this facility by ourselves. And Andy, thank you for the great tour. And now we want to show you exactly what's going on here at this great facility. 10 bays?
10 locations. We got 10 bays here,
10 bays.
8 in this section and 2 behind us for future expansion.
An incredible place. And what I heard is that one day you bought the property and you designed this from the ground up.
Yes. Yeah. Mike had a vision. I had a vision. And we just literally drew it on a legal pad what we wanted to do. And it pretty much came to fruition.
Mike, it seems like such a perfect facility, the way it's all laid out and all the cubby holes and all the great. There's a shower here. We can't wait to show it to you. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. Me and Andy laid it out as a working shop because we've worked in shops, so we know how we want the lifts, everything set up.
Great. So I mean, just we're going to walk through. And one of the things, Andy, that you were impressing upon me was the width. You wanted enough room to at least get some of the equipment that's necessary out of the way of the bays.
Yeah, we've done this at other facilities where we've actually built the dividing wall here with portals in it. And that way we get all the shop equipment, all the cores, all the materials, and all the dunnage and everything out of the way of the working space. Because time is money. You know, when our guys are going over and working around crud, it slows everything down. Plus, it's a nice visual for the client, too, to be able to see that it's a nice, clean shop and kind of the dirty stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and from the glass doors, from the waiting room, you could see down here. You don't see that part.
Yeah, we've always prided ourselves about being open and honest, and why not have glass doors for that reason alone?
And you got one bay, you have a tall bay with a heavy lift here.
Yes.
And you could, as you said, you could bring in a bus.
We can bring in a 45-foot bus or motorhome, which happens on occasion, or fire trucks. You know, the fire trucks are pretty big, so yeah, we do a lot of work on those, especially for air conditioning and heating. So this bay was designed to really get the really big, heavy stuff in here.
Dorman Products creates hundreds of new automotive replacement products every month. Part of what makes Dorman so unique is their ideation of new and innovative products. They have dedicated teams all across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada looking for new product ideas. Since every solution starts with a problem, these teams of researchers, field analysts, product specialists, and contributors consistently visit repair shops and make field calls. Now, this is to best understand the problems the industry is facing. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Other times, experts take it an additional step, further solving what made the original part problematic in the first place. Solving for a problem is what powers the innovation engine at Dorman. Dorman Products has become an incredible engine for innovation. They are constantly bringing new replacement parts to the automotive industry, and they routinely release tens of thousands of parts across all different categories. Now, why do they do all of this? To enable technicians the freedom to fix their customers' cars and trucks. To do this, Dorman has dedicated teams focused on different aspects of the vehicle to ensure that they are meeting the needs of the aftermarket. Although a lot of their parts are reverse engineering of original equipment, they also redesign and redefine solutions such as their loaded knuckles or programmable electronic power steering rack. Dorman has invested in these OE Fix innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Hey, want to know more about Dorman? Visit DormanProducts.com/tour. Hey, if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe, give the video a thumbs up, and thanks.
Mike, how many technicians?
We have five.
Five?
Five, yes.
Keep busy all day long,
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, we're good and busy, yeah.
So this Cadillac just up top here had an engine, and I was talking about, with Andy, how many engines you do a month?
One, two...
It's amazing. Everywhere I go, it seems to me that there's more and more engine work done.
Yeah, depending on which market we're in, and with the 10 locations, we have some stores that are 1-2 engines a week. We have other location, like this is a more predominant location out here, you're getting less. But this is one of our clients that's been with us for probably 35 years. They're a limo company, and we do so many engines and work for them. You know, this is a low mileage vehicle at 250,000 miles. They have ones at 350,000, 450,000 miles. And we're doing constantly doing work on their vehicles.
And it's a beautiful looking vehicle, so they've got to have these things. It's not making money if it's not on the road, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So tires, I noticed a ton of tire work, a tire wall, uh-huh. All the, you've got the alignment machine that looks like all the right tire equipment over right there on the corner. And I saw some brand new tires laid out in front. So you are in the tire business too.
Yes, we do quite a few tires here too. Yeah, it's very good. Stock about 150 tires, and then we order in what we need. So,
and tires is a nice add-on for our core client. We're not a tire shop, we're a repair shop.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we have pretty much carved out the niche in this community in the greater Cleveland area that if no other shop could fix it, we're the guys that get it done. So we have dealerships, used car lots, other shops. They send us their cars they can't fix because we don't care if it takes us an hour, a day, a week, 2 weeks, we're gonna fix that car. I always have a model, man built it, we could fix it.
I love that, very good. You have an upstairs. It looks like office records, but
it's a catch-all for just about anything else you don't want down on the floor.
Yeah. Road force balancer yet?
No.
Okay.
We got three road forces in the corporation. You only need them occasionally, so right. If we have that
send it,
truck,
send it.
Yeah, we'll throw them in a truck and take them over there. But you don't necessarily need one. But we do have. You can see there's two different tire machines because you know tires are complicated.
Yeah, they are.
You know, that one's a real animal back there. Here's pretty much your standby machine. You know, and then we have all the tire repair equipment, everything also, of course.
Excellent. How long you guys been here in this location?
12 years this summer, July
11th. 12 years.
July 11th of 11.
How long you've been a franchisor?
Since 1989. Yeah, and it became on because one of our employees said, how could I have my own location? And I checked with the attorneys and you gotta become a franchisor. So the funny part of the story is I charged $5,000 for the franchise. It cost me about $6,000 due to legal work. So I lost money on the first one. But it's kind of reversed that. So, but it was just to help one of our employees out to have their own place.
And who is that? Is he still with you?
Yes. Yeah, that's Chuck. He's been 40 years in the industry. We gave him an award at our annual event this year. But he's been 40 years with Radair, has never had another job.
You are also the chairman of Max.
Yeah, I've been chairman of Max, CEO and chairman of the Max organization, Mobile Air Climate Control Systems, you know, because we rebranded a few years ago. And I love that job for the simple fact that going every year and interacting with, especially the manufacturers, Max is one of the very few places that we have manufacturer trainers come in to train our membership at our annual event. I was sitting in the 3-hour class for Stellantis on all the upgraded stuff coming with air conditioning. I was telling our guys, I was so blown away. The new Jeep Wagoneer, the Grand Wagoneer, the new big one, one blower motor, 4 zones, 14 control motors.
What?
Yeah, all on a land bus system. So you got to brake anywhere, the whole system goes down. It's crazy. And I'm sitting in a class going, what engineer thought this was a great idea? So I had to ask the question in classes, doesn't the passenger in the right front seat get a little annoyed by the blower motor being so loud? And he goes, yeah, that's the one complaint we're getting. And if you think if the third row wants to be cold, that blower motor is working its ever-loving butt off trying to push air all the way to the back.
This is the second time this week that I heard someone say, an engineer made it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a happy comment. It was why did they do that? Because we can't fix them.
Well, I mean, in the old days, we had a front and a rear evaporator, two different blower motors, and you could control the whole vehicle. Somebody figured this was a great idea. And here's the best part. All the ducts run under the floor, and they mount the two different batteries under the passenger driver's seat. He was explaining to us that you have to be very careful removing those ducts because they snap and crack easy. Then you reduce your airflow. But you have to remove the ducts to get the batteries out because the batteries on that vehicle are under the passenger driver's seat.
These are things you don't know until you do it for the first time.
Yeah.
And you make a mistake, and then now you're smart.
And that's how I'm so proactive in keeping our guys ahead of the curve because they already know that. And we have it at our manager's meeting. I come back, give a full report of what I learned. We also have our own Radair app. that I put those kind of tidbits out. So I'll be at the show and I can record, hey, look at this. Here's what I just learned. And it goes out to the whole group.
Well, your VP of franchise, Bill Snow, did a great episode with us on your app. You got to look at that. It is just outstanding.
Again, that was his baby.
Yeah, so.
And so a little further now. Behind here is all the compressors.
We put the noisy stuff in here.
The noisy stuff's in here.
We like
it's brilliant. I mean, when you build something from the ground up, you figure that all out, right?
Yeah, put it where you want it, yeah.
Beautiful.
It makes it easy to service,
and it makes it quiet in the shop.
Excellent.
Here's the toolbox I was referring to.
Yeah, there's your 12-footer, at least 12-footer, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we're going to go back and see some behind-the-scenes stuff, a little wash basin here. But I think it's important to realize, and just 11 years ago, Mike, you thought of putting a shower in here, huh?
When they were building it, yeah.
We've actually done it at several of our locations all the way back for probably 30 years. And you know, it's all about being family. You know, our employees are part of our family. We spend more time with our employees than we do our family.
Yeah.
And then you got the guy that has to run out to the softball game, or he has to go out to dinner or to a birthday party after work, and they hop in the shower and they're out of here, and they don't have to stop back home.
And Tracy's been hearing a lot lately from people, shop owners that have showers, how much they're using them.
Yeah. Again, it's part of being a good partner with your employees, giving them what they need to be part of their own family, too.
It's part of building the culture.
Yes.
Good stuff. Thank you so much. Now, I know you have a lunchroom that we want to see, and it looks like it's a gourmet kitchen to me.
Well, a lot of our guys like to eat, like anybody else.
Yeah. So. It seems eating is a really big sideline here, being in business.
Right.
Am I right?
Yes. We all like to eat. Some of us way too much. But needless to say, just having a full-fledged kitchen here with a dishwasher, the guys bring in their leftovers. They bring in stuff, you know, we have guys that, my mom made a whole plate of, cabbage.
And it's in a glass bowl.
Yeah. Just throw it in the oven and have ready for lunch for the guys. You know, I can't tell you, many of our stores, we have all done this in every store we could do or fit it.
Yeah.
And it's used, like you wouldn't believe, all the time. Our Parma Heights store, we have one guy who just loves to cook. So on a weekend, he'll do a whole thing of stuffed cabbage. He'll do a whole thing of roast beef and potatoes. Shepherd's pie is a big one.
I love shepherd's pie.
I do too, if it's a really good one. I like a lot of peas in mine. But anyways, peas and onions. But nonetheless, you bring it in, you throw it in the oven a half hour, 40 minutes before lunch, and everybody gets to eat.
Are you cooking tomorrow?
I can if you need me, Peter.
Really? So you told me that you're getting ready to do your barbecue.
We're going to start our next week's going to be our first cookout. We do one a week, and we keep doing the rotation. I have a grill that slides into the hitch of my truck. So we go out, we grill brats and hamburgers and hot dogs, and we cook up meals for the guys all summer long.
It's big, and so many people do this. Glad to hear that you are.
Yeah, no, it's just being part of the group.
Mike, let's go in and see the inner workings here of the service advisor area and the office. But this is where you spend a lot of your time, right? Mm-hmm. And what do we have here? You're just, are you answering the phones?
I answer the phones, and Linda, the secretary, bookkeeper, she also answers the phones. So.
Excellent, excellent. Yes. The place is busy. It's jammed. How far out are you booked?
A couple of days now.
It's just a couple of days now?
A little slower than we are, but generally we're booked a week out. But
so talk to me about do you feel a little car count loss? I mean, I know it's spring break, it's a holiday, but all I'm hearing, listen, all these people that are letting people go.
Well, no, we haven't.
All the high-tech companies. I'm not sure that you have high-tech here in town.
Not as much, but the workforce, there's no doubt, the talk of recession, the talk of unemployment, all that's been hindering in the back for a while now. But, in Cleveland, we have three really good cycles. Number one, when it ramps up in the winter, we get crazy busy, especially with tires and windshield wipers and brakes and heaters and things, when it drives. We had no winter this year. Cleveland had three times where we got snow for like a day or so. Very uncommon for us. And then you have the season where you ramp up for the driving season, starting usually at Easter. Then you have the good summer season, when the kids are out of school. So those are three areas that go. We have not had a winter, and we really haven't had any spring other than a couple of days yet. Yeah. So people aren't in that mindset that I'm getting in travel mode. We have a bank of TV commercials ready to go, and they're instructed as soon as it hits 75, that's when those set of commercials go and talk about driving, for the summer and that. Then we have a whole set. We're doing that segment, as I mentioned, next week on TV. We're going to 5-minute segment on air conditioning repairs. So we're trying to educate the public, but you can't do much about consumer confidence. Can't do much about the economy. We just got to be racked. But in the summer, when it gets 80, we'll be booked out 2 weeks straight, clear across the board for the rest of this summer. You know, we get in that summer drive season and the heat. Cleveland is known for humidity also, so it really drives the air conditioning repairs when the heat plus the humidity's up.
Okay, let's look at the crowning jewel of this place out front.
This is Mike and Linda's baby. The story was we wanted to put in a fireplace, and Mike fought us on it. And then Linda won. His wife won, as usual. So we ended up getting the fireplace in here.
All right, here we go. You are now looking at the fireplace and a place where I'm going to take a nap this afternoon on that leather couch over there.
It works out really well. It's beautiful. And it's really nice at Christmas when you get the Christmas tree up and put other Christmas decorations in here. But Linda does a great job.
This is what professionalism is in our industry. Yes, you have a beautiful, well-run, incredibly designed shop, great technicians, all the right tools, but the consumer doesn't know about that.
No.
What they do know is the perception of what it looks like up front.
When I walk in, this is a professional place.
Professional. Yeah. And, you know, we took a picture outside. You even have an awning over the cars that are going to get picked up.
Our thinking there was, you know, a lot of the new vehicle dealerships, they have the drive-through service bays. We couldn't do that. So the next best thing is protect our clients' cars from the elements. So they could drop off, walk under the awning, pick up. No rain, no snow, no nothing. Plus, we always back the client's cars in that's finished, ready just to pull out. The windshields are clear and ready to go. If it's winter, we'll start them 10, 15 minutes before they get ready to pick up if we know it.
I love it. Well designed. Well, wow, you're a genius. You should be designing shops. You should be designing shops. So, Tracy, did you get some really good pics of the front counter and of our waiting area? And I love the high tables, by the way. The high tables is nice because a lot of people want to work on a laptop.
Yeah, they do.
Do you have free Wi-Fi for your customers?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see you've thought of everything. I see there's coffee here.
Yeah. Yep. We have a coffee station, some refreshments.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, this is what it needs to be today, period. You know, it's client service, you know, and the perception of good service. So we do everything we can to entice that all the time.
Well, thank you so much. Maybe we can raise the bar by getting out there and doing tours of exceptional shops like this at Red Air. 10 locations, Radar Complete Car Service. And did you start out originally as an air conditioning specialist?
We started in 1975 as a radiator air conditioning and AC shop. So hence Radar.
Yeah.
And you know, you're probably aware in 1986, Ford Taurus came out Car of the Year, first plastic aluminum radiator.
Right.
And I saw that and go, man, we got to change our business model.
Okay.
And we got called in to the two manufacturers of radiators got called us in and said, we are no longer going to sell exclusive to you, we got to start selling all the big box stores. And literally, AutoZone was right across the street from our Parma Heights facility. They were selling radiators. They had a newspaper ad, any radiator, $99. Most of those radiators were costing us $139, $150. So they completely undercut our market. But that's only for do-it-yourselfers. You know, so that evolved where we had to do Radiator Complete Car Care. We did everything. Then we added the tires into the mix. Then we added the hybrid into the mix. Now we're adding the EV into the mix. So we pivot every chance we need to, and we try to stay way ahead of the pivot.
And so what I'm hearing, and something I preach all the time, is these guys are paying attention to what you have to do in order to stay relevant.
Yes.
And be a profession. Hey, thanks so much, Andy. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.